California Attorney General Rob Bonta announced today that four suspects have been arrested and charged in connection with a string of high-end jewelry store break-ins and robberies in San Diego. They face 30 felony counts in all. At a San Diego news conference, Bonta said these arrests are a part of a statewide effort to crack down on organized retail crime.
Just in March of this year, we announced 27 felony charges against three suspects. In January, we charged three people with felonies for their alleged involvement in burglaries and attempted burglaries in the Bay Area. And last year, we formed a unique and first-of-its-kind joint commitment with retailers and online marketplaces to tackle organized retail crime together.
Homeland Security Department agent Chris Davis said Homeland Security Investigations has instituted a nationwide effort to rein in organized retail theft that involves federal, state, and local agencies.
In June of 2022, HSI initiated Operation Boiling Point. Our response to the dangers organized theft groups pose to our overall economy and the nation's security. Operation Boiling Point is comprised of four pillars: public-private sector partnerships, the development of actionable investigative and intelligence leads, a robust public awareness campaign, and what we are focused on today in today's press conference, disrupting and dismantling organized theft groups.
Homeland Security Investigations released a report in 2022 that estimated that organized retail crime cost federal and state governments nearly $15 billion in lost tax revenue, which costs the average American family more than $500 per year. Bonta issued a warning to criminals engaged in organized retail theft.
If you are engaged in coordinated organized criminal efforts, if you steal from our businesses, if you put our public in harm's way, if you try to make an easy buck off of other people's hard work, we will hold you to account. And we will find you, we will arrest you, we will bring appropriate charges based on your conduct. And we've done that today.
Bonta said the recent arrests in San Diego did not involve the use of weapons and did not result in injuries.